In the Middle East, Israeli police say a Palestinian suicide bomber killed three Israeli soldiers at a gas station in the West Bank today. Nearly 20 people were injured in the blast. The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, associated with Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement, claimed responsibility. It was the second suicide bombing in 6 days, and it comes after 3 days of increased Israeli military action in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from the Jewish settlement of Ariel.
Israeli Police Major General Shahari Alon stood amid the residue of the bombing at this gas station, restaurant, hotel complex at the entrance to Ariel. He said a Palestinian walked into the gas station and was spotted by the owner as a suspicious character. The restaurant here is often filled with soldiers coming or going from duty guarding these Jewish settlements in the central West Bank. Alon says a couple of the soldiers ran over to the Palestinian.
They tried to check him. They found the bomb. They put him down. They knocked him down on the ground. And one of the soldiers shot him with a pistol in his head. He succeeded to operate the bomb.
Israel Werner, on the job only 6 months as a security guard at the supermarket just above the gas station, ran down when he heard the shouting. He saw the Palestinian pinned down on the ground by the soldiers and heard the soldiers shoot.
And immediately after the two gunshots, there was a huge explosion. I flew in the air like 5-10 feet. And I got up and I ran to help this. I could see that the guys where the explosion was, they weren't moving. I saw the suicide bomber, he was in flames and he was obviously dead. His head wasn't there. And I wanted to help the soldier and I was about half a meter away from him. And somebody told me to don't touch him, there might be another bomb.
The Al-Aqsa Brigade, linked to Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement, identified the bomber as a young man from the West Bank city of Nablus. Arafat has called for an end to attacks against civilians inside Israel. Some Palestinians contend that Israeli soldiers operating in the occupied West Bank are legitimate military targets. But after this attack, Palestinian Cabinet Minister Nabil Shaath said the Palestinian Authority condemns any act that makes it harder to return to the negotiating table. In Nablus, a few hours after the bombing, Israeli soldiers shot and killed two armed Palestinians. In addition, Palestinian olive pickers and international peace activists reported being beaten by settlers not far from the nearly abandoned Palestinian village of Yanun. The activists reported that two senior citizens, an American man and a British woman, were severely beaten by the settlers. The bombing also comes amid debate within the Sharon government over subsidies for the settlements. Labor Party members have threatened to bolt Sharon's coalition if the subsidies remain untouched. Ariel Mayor Ron Nachman calls such talk stupid.
I think this is a mistake, and today this is the proof. This is the result of those stupid talks.
The Labor Party put off until Wednesday a decision on whether to support the current budget proposal. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Ariel Settlement on the West Bank.